KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have fair to partly cloudy skies. We're at 31 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny and windy here today with a high of 62 with winds out of the south at around 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports three people were arrested Friday. 28-year-old Amanda Marie Borgmeyer was arrested on a valid warrant for harassment in the third degree. She was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and later released on a $300 cash bond. 28-year-old Nathaniel Allen DeShong of Red Oak was arrested Friday on a valid warrant for burglary in the third degree, criminal mischief in the third degree, and theft in the fourth degree. He was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $500 cash bond. And 24-year-old Kyle Anthony Nicholson of Red Oak was arrested Friday on a valid warrant for assault with bodily injury. Nicholson was booked into corrections and held without bond. The Red Oak Police Department reports three arrests also. 30-year-old Chloe Marguerite Coburn was arrested at around 5:40 p.m. Friday. She was charged with domestic abuse assault first offense. Coburn was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and was being held without bond. And an altercation in Red Oak led to two arrests Friday morning. Authorities say 19-year-old Chad Stanley Padilla and 23-year-old Stephen Cody Esquivel, both of Red Oak, were arrested for disorderly conduct in connection with an incident at the Oak Creek Apartments. Officers were called to the location just before 8:40 a.m. on a report that two males were fighting in the apartment's courtyard. Police say both suspects were engaged upon officers' arrival, with one male restraining the other. Suspects were then separated and taken into custody. They were later released on $300 bond each. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports a man from Hamburg was arrested on harassment, extortion, and stalking charges. Officials say 22-year-old Jeremy Rhodes was being held in the Fremont County Jail pending an initial court appearance. Authorities allege that from March 11th through the 17th, Rhodes began harassing a woman at numerous locations around Hamburg. He's also accused of accessing her mail and social media accounts and sending harassing messages to her contacts. It was further alleged that on two occasions, Rhodes was armed with a blunt instrument with the intent to intimidate the victim. He also allegedly threatened to damage the victim's property for his own financial gain. On March 17th, Rhodes was placed under arrest for second-degree harassment, third or subsequent offense, and harassment in the third degree. He was being held on those charges on $1,000 bond or 10% acceptable. The next day, Rhodes was further charged with harassment in the first degree, harassment in the second degree, felony charge of extortion, and stalking while in possession of a dangerous weapon, which is also a felony. The Mills County Sheriff's Office on Friday said there were three arrests over the past couple of days. Friday morning, 30-year-old Alicia Lynn Gutierrez, a homeless person, was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a Mills County warrant for eluding. Her bond was set at $5,000. Thursday afternoon, 55-year-old Sandra Lee Davis of Glenwood was arrested on a Mills County warrant for contempt. And Wednesday afternoon, 22-year-old Devin Dante Salazan of Shenandoah was arrested on a Page County warrant for violation of probation. His bond was set at $2,000. Elsewhere in the news, authorities say a 9-year-old girl is dead after the car she was riding in rear-ended a school bus in northwest Iowa. The state patrol says the West Lyon Community School District bus was stopped to pick up students when it was hit. In a statement posted on Facebook, the West Lyon District said the victim was a third-grade student. She was later identified as Jessica Yeaman of Inwood. The Des Moines Register reports the 17-year-old driver of the car suffered serious injuries and was transported to a local hospital in Sioux Falls. A report on her condition was not immediately available. The Iowa Economic Development Authority, or IEDA, board on Friday approved awards for seven established companies, which will assist in the creation of 179 jobs and result in almost $105 million in new capital investment for the state. The projects are located in Burlington, Cascade, Iowa City, Johnston, Nevada, Rock Valley, and West Des Moines. The board also approved innovation funding in support of three startups located in Carroll, Cedar Rapids, and Iowa City. Of those three startups, Classroom Clinic in Carroll offers school-based telehealth services to rural school districts. It offers an innovative solution for rural mental health services, which in turn could improve academic achievement, higher graduation rates, and advancement to post-secondary education. The platform allows telehealth providers to effectively connect with schools, students, and families to deliver the care they need. The company was awarded a $25,000 proof of commercial revenue or relevance loan for market analysis and IP development along with evaluation. And a state panel is predicting tax revenue for the state of Iowa in the next couple of years will continue to grow at a steady clip. Michael Bousseau, The governor's budget director is on a state revenue estimating conference.
The steadiness of Iowa and persistence of Iowa's economy means that there's, I think, a little less rocky of that path going forward than what other states might face. That's what sort of gives me that confidence, you know, in the numbers.
The projections suggest total tax receipts for the state will be 3.8% higher in the next fiscal year, which starts July 1st. The following year, the panel estimates tax collections will grow even more by 4.5%. Governor Kim Reynolds says it means legislators can eliminate tax revenue benchmarks and let a series of state income tax cuts take effect more quickly. The governor's budget director said the future state tax revenue predictions are based on consumer confidence as sectors of the economy like manufacturing and home building are growing.
The confidence is obviously buoyed by $1,400 stimulus checks that Iowans have received in the past days. It also means that there's demand that will be driven longer term.
Holly Lyons of the Legislative Services Agency, another member of the group that sets state tax estimates, says there's pent-up demand for goods and services.
Some economists are concerned that the pent-up demand for spending may fuel inflation, and recent market activity indicates that longer-term interest rates are on the rise. While rising rates are sometimes a sign of an overheating economy, they can be a sign of new life.
And David Underwood, a CPA from Clear Lake, is the third member of the group that sets state tax estimates. He says there's still uncertainty in the economy, and he's a bit more cautious about state tax receipts than the other two members of the panel. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.